Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the McFarlane's podcast, talking to successful women in the real estate industry. This week, Senior Associate Rebecca Ashton speaks to our podcast guest, Sarah Starkey from the Atrato Group. Sarah joined Atrato in January 2022 and is a director working on the asset management of properties within the Supermarket Income REIT PLC portfolio. Prior to joining Atrato, Sarah worked within the portfolio management at Landsec, working across retail parks and leisure, as well as shopping centres and outlets during her 6 years or so. Sarah is also a chartered surveyor who started her career at Tesco's working within the Express acquisitions team before moving into investment management. Let's hear more on all of this directly from Sarah. Rebecca, over to you.
Thank you, Claire. And thank you, Sarah, for joining us on our Women in Real Estate podcast today. It's great to talk to you more about your career after working so closely with you on the asset management of Supermarket Income REIT's large portfolio. So this podcast series is intended to shine a spotlight on inspirational women in the real estate sector as role models and success stories for the rest of us to follow. So we'll talk more about gender diversity shortly. But first, it would be helpful just to understand your career to date.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure about inspirational yet, but I can certainly talk you through how I've got to where I am today. So left school, 18, just wanted to leave home, go to university, get a degree. Wasn't really bothered what in. I think it's really hard as a child to know exactly what you wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to go to university. And then, so did a degree in geography as an undergrad, work experience in property, and realised that I really liked the diversity of the role, of how varied the day-to-day role is. So I got a job after lots of applications working for Tesco in their Express acquisitions team. So my job title was support exec, which sounds grand, wasn't at all, but it was a really good grounding. So I was doing everything from processing POs to stapling board minutes. Definitely bottom rung of the ladder, but a really good place to work, learn. I took away so much, asked lots of questions. They were really accommodating and I made lots of friends and have a great network that I still see today. So the role sort of grew as I picked up more work, as they recognised some ability. And I ended up moving into their investment management team, which was basically shopping centre asset management. So I worked there for a couple of years and then moved on to Landsec. Landsec, very different, Tesco retailer. And Landsec, very much property company. So I think I learned how to be an asset manager proper there. There was so much stuff I had to relearn how to do and to do properly under lots of very watchful eyes. That said, I really enjoyed it. Really great place to work. Really well supported role. And I had an opportunity to move around within the business. I worked within outlets. I worked within retail parks. I worked within shopping centres. The biggest one being Bluewater in Kent. And then I was sort of ready to continue to develop my career, to learn more and to take on more responsibility and move to Atrato, which I'd never heard of. But they're the investment advisor to Supermarket Income REIT, which I had vaguely heard of, and offered the perfect combination of supermarkets and asset management with opportunity to progress, to run her team, a very small team of just me at the moment. So yeah, I guess that is where I am today.
It feels like you've come really a full circle then from focusing on supermarkets when you're at Tesco to seeing the wide cross-section of properties at Landsec and then focusing back down again, but now as almost Tesco's landlord in the majority of cases. So it's really interesting that you've got that varied experience and you've seen all of these asset management transactions almost from both sides. It gives you that sort of unique experience and unique perspective.
Definitely. Having some inner knowledge of retailer working, I think, is helpful. When you come to be an asset manager, you get a bit more feel for the pain points and maybe you're slightly more accommodating.
What do you enjoy most about your role day to day?
I really love the diversity of it. Every day is really different and there's so many different elements to the role, from negotiating a deal to sitting down with a spreadsheet and doing a proper analysis of does this make sense to build something here? There's lots of people involved, negotiation, and the constant challenge of learning. Every day I'm learning something, so I like that.
Sounds fantastic. Now, just narrowing down to the main topic of the podcast, I was just wondering, as a woman in the property industry, have you experienced any particular challenges in your career, and how have you overcome them?
I think it's a really interesting question and debate. I'd be interested to know your view on this as well. But I think maybe I've been lucky, but so far I've always felt like I've moved forward in my career based on merit. If I've done a good job, I've been rewarded. I don't feel like anyone's ever said, oh, you're female, so sorry, you can't do that. You know, I guess maybe the opposite to a certain extent. There's a lot of push within businesses to add gender balance now into teams. And I've certainly helped that within the Atrato fund management team. So that's a long way of saying, no, I don't feel like I've been looked over for being female.
I think it's really positive take and a really positive spin on things that you are actually seen and judged on your merit rather than the gender diversity point. I do think it's true that maybe the positive discrimination, we're probably coming up at the right moment in time and riding that wave a bit, and really the opposite of what people have experienced before us, which is really rather good. And I think it's completely changing the dynamic at the top of companies now. I have to say, I was really impressed when I saw Atrato launch their solar fund back in November 2021 as the first all-female board of directors having an IPO on the London Stock Exchange. And I thought it was really championing that diversity. And I suppose potentially you're lucking out at Atrato that you are getting judged on merit, and there is that complete support and encouragement of women in your company. I was just wondering if there were any particular initiatives that Atrato's doing or anything else that you're involved in the industry.
Not specifically, really, in terms of women's networks or otherwise. I've got a really good network of female, probably ex-colleagues or people that I've met over the years at events and through working roles, and they're a great support in terms of sharing and comparing and saying, is this normal? Is this right? But no, I think I'd be keen to be more involved if there was something where I felt like I could make a difference, but that hasn't arisen as of yet.
I suppose, just from your perspective more generally, do you think companies in the property industry are doing enough? It sounds like Atrato, without having formal initiatives, are doing enough. But is that the same across the board? Obviously, you work with a lot of different people in all different types of property companies and retailers, etc. And I was just wondering whether you're finding the same thing or finding that you're always across the table from a man.
I think it probably changes a huge amount when women have children. I think that's possibly a really important point to make, because that's the point when things really change. You have to take time out from your career and then maybe fight to get back in a bit. And I can't comment on that. So I think that's an interesting conversation to be had. I'm not sure I've answered the question at all there.
No, I think it is interesting to see how people have returned to work and who makes that successful, and also what time people decide to do things in their career. A lot of people are having children later now, which gives the effect maybe of being able to get further in your career before having that pause and step away and having that difficult return. You've already made it to higher position. Potentially you have more control over it. But yes, conscious that neither of us can really talk to that point.
Your comment was around support for women, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I guess that was where I was going in a roundabout way, is that is really where a business can support a woman to say, we value you, we're going to support you while you're off, and then when you get back, we're really going to support you and be flexible.
It's more to do with where the support is needed and at what point in someone's career it's needed. I was wondering if there were any particular women who have inspired you and that you've followed in your career, or even personally.
Yeah, this was an easy answer for me. I've got two sisters, so I'm middle of three, and I feel like my older sister is the one that I've really looked up to and followed. Not necessarily followed career-wise, because we've gone completely different ways, but she knows exactly what she wants, and she's always seemed to have gone about it in the right way. And where she's hit gender biases, it's been really great to talk about that. So I remember a few years ago her having feedback in a review, and someone said she's abrupt, and she is abrupt. She knows what she wants. But equally, I think if she was male, that would have been described as decisive. And she'd said that to her boss at the time, which I think is quite brave and but also correct. And he'd completely accepted that and said, yeah, okay, yeah, you are decisive, and that's a good trait as well. So I think that's one of many examples, but she's always been there as a great sounding board as well. So hence being probably one of the most inspiring for me, yeah.
She sounds like a wonderful sister to have, and good to have that open discussion. She sounds very confident as well. I think there's a lot of unconscious bias that doesn't get called out enough. Mm-hmm. And it's always how people are perceived and thinking, oh, someone's argumentative if it's a woman saying something versus authoritative coming from a man. And thankfully, that perception seems to be changing, but it still is there, and it often is completely unconscious and from people who are otherwise championing gender diversity in the industry.
Yeah.
So it's good to call it out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think some people don't realise, I would say I've worked with loads of great men in the industry, and most people are, you know, really, really level. And sometimes people say things by accident. And I think you have to look to sentiment and intention when you're working out how to respond. But yeah, she's not someone that could say, yeah, I'll just look that one over. She would call it out, but in the right way. And I'd like to think that now at this point in my career, I hope I'd do the same.
That's fantastic. So before we go, do you have one top tip or takeaway for people coming up in the property industry at the moment?
I would say definitely go for it. I think it's a great industry to be involved in, really varied roles and jobs. I don't think you get pigeonholed into one role. I think you could pick up a role in real estate and move around and learn and meet people. So yeah, I think just believe that you can do anything and give it a go.
Wonderful. That's a great point to end the podcast on. Thank you so much, Sarah, for taking time away from your very busy day. It's been great to talk to you and get a bit more insight into your career and really all the positives that you've found that you are being judged on merit. It's wonderful to hear. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. You too.